Attraction by elimination. Once upon a time, there was an American mathematician, the U.S. version of Alan Turing during World War II. Alan Turing was the dude who broke the Nazi Enigma code. This guy, the American dude, did more or less the same thing. Used his math brain to help defeat the Nazis and the Imperial Japanese. One day, they presented him with a problem. They'd sent out 20 planes on a bombing mission. Only a couple had come back. Mr. Mathematician, they asked, can you look at these successful planes and tell us how to do better next time? Nope, he said. Why not? Well, you can't improve unless you know both sides. What didn't work is just as important as what did work. And since you don't have any of the planes that didn't come back, I can't possibly help you since I don't know why they got shot down. This is true of pretty much everything. Almost everything. Everything we see around us is the result of survivorship bias. Say you have a local mall that's been in business for 20 years. All the shops in the mall now are the winners of survivorship bias. The ones that succeeded for whatever reason. The ones that failed, you know nothing about. So if you were to try to set up a shop in the mall, you wouldn't know which mistakes to avoid, since those out-of-business shops are long gone. Trying to reverse engineer success is always and only half the problem, most of the time even less, since you need to avoid what caused failure for all the non-successful enterprises. But since they failed and aren't around anymore, this is kind of hard, most of the time. There is one area that isn't based on random bombing raids and successful mall shops that is based on human nature. For example, most of us have an intuition about food that doesn't taste good. So cooking a decent dish sometimes only requires you don't make the common cooking mistakes. Don't burn it. Don't put on too much salt, don't put in not enough flavor, etc. Similarly, in the realm of dating and romance, it's much more important than knowing what not to do than what to do. In fact, if all you did was to avoid the things that kill attraction, you would be attractive by default, since most dudes today are thirsty, walking, talking examples of what not to do. Avoid the attraction killers, and what do you have left? A confident dude who creates attraction simply by showing up. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.